Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting third. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Tony Muser. Batting sixth. The DH, Terry Crowley. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Mark Belunger. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Doug DeCinces. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rick Dempsey. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Wayne Garland. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dave Nelson. Batting second. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting sixth. The DH, Jamie Quirk. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Tom Paquette. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Martinez. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Doug Bird. And now, play ball. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Singleton for the out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards short. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Bird covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nelson. The throw from Dempsey and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. DeCinces fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett takes first base on ball four. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mayberry for the out. Nelson scores. Brett moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Royals. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. One out. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser hits a ball on the ground towards short. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Royals. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a fly ball into center field. Muser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into center field. Muser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bellinger moves to third. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bellinger scores. DeCinces moves to second. It's 2-1, Royals. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Singleton hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-1 in the game. Grich hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-2, Orioles. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive towards first. Mayberry reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nelson is called out on strikes. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from Dempsey and he is safe. Otis steals second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops it up and throws to first, with Garland covering, for the out. Otis moves to third. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mayberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Otis scores. It's 4-3, Orioles. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens hits a fly ball into center field. Muser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Royals 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0-for-1 in the game. Muser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 0-for-1 in the game. Crowley strikes out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bellinger hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. DeCinces hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Quirk strikes out. One out. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-1 in the game. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. Martinez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gritch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Royals 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-2 in the game. Singleton takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Gritch hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Paquette, who is chasing the ball. Gritch reaches third base with a triple. Singleton goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Orioles. Larry Gura now pitching. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-3, Orioles. Paul Blair pinch hits for Tony Muser. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Andres Mora pinch hits for Terry Crowley. Andres Mora is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mora strikes out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bellinger takes first base on ball 4. Blair moves to second. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. DeCinces hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Blair now playing center field. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. DeCinces fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Mayberry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Royals 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground towards short. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Singleton for the out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 2-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Grich hits a pop-up towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-2 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Quirk hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-2 in the game. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops it up and throws to first, with Garland covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Royals 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. May hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nelson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Nelson moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Royals 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Andrés Mora is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mora is 0 for 1 in the game. Mora hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bellinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mora moves to second. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. DeCinces hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dempsey hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Singleton takes first base on ball 4. Mora moves to third. Bellinger moves to second. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 2 for 4 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Gritch takes first base on ball 4. Mora scores. Bellinger moves to third. Singleton moves to second. It's 9-3, Orioles. Tom Hall now pitching. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops it up and throws to first, with Garland covering, for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 3 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Quirk for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Royals 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. May hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-3, Orioles. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Nelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andrés Mora is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mora is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mora hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Bellinger takes first base on ball 4. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. DeCinces hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hall fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 10, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Tim Nordbrook now playing second base. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0 for 3 in the game. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Paquette for the out. One out. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 3 in the game. White hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 10, and Kansas City Royals, 3. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.